How confused have you become with the plethora of dietary recommendations and everlasting food fads whose only commonality is contradiction? In an age where if you don't know by now what will reduce your life and have you waking up dead a whole lot sooner than anticipated, it's good to know that some of the best supplementary food choices often come from New Zealand, isn't it? That's a great thing. Cliff Bellaney is one of the men behind Kiwi Nuka Health, and he joins me now on the Sunday Cafe. Cliff, hello.
Yeah, good morning. I'm Romain, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Tell me more about this Kiwi Nuka. It's clearly a combination of a couple of things.
Yeah, well, the Kiwi Nuka is, a combination of probably three of New Zealand's most well-known exports, kiwi fruit, Manuka honey, and spring water. And that is really the basis of the product. And it's designed specifically for gut health. We are aware that a lot of New Zealanders are suffering from significant gut health issues such as leaky gut, irritable bowel syndrome and constipation and so forth. And Kiwi Nuka is designed to help ease and give relief to those who suffer from that, and also to keep your health, your gut in a good healthy condition during your lifespan.
All right. So before we look at the product more closely and how you take it, tell me more about the history that you've got in New Zealand health supplements.
I've probably been involved in the industry now for something like 30-odd years in the development of health-related products, supplements, and anything that sort of assisted in increasing the day-to-day life of New Zealand natural kiwis.
Yeah. Cliff, one of the problems I reckon that most of us make is that we bowl into the supermarket and we see all these things that we have heard from somebody are going to be good for us, but we don't know what we're deficient in. So what will Kiwi Nuka do for everybody? Is it appropriate for everyone?
It's appropriate for most people. It's not appropriate for children because of the Manuka honey component in it, but it is appropriate for all those who want to have a good healthy lifestyle, and also those who suffer from digestive upsets, as I explained earlier on. I think probably going forward it'd be those people who in their latter years find that their digestive activity, particularly bowel activity, is significantly slowed down. This definitely helps. Kiwi fruit is a very well-known product to have these properties. It has a compound in it called actinin, and it's that actinin, which is the enzyme that creates the breakdown of proteins, and that assists in digestion and general gut health.
Yeah, it sounds really nice. Is it a nice product to actually have, and how do you take it?
It's in a 60ml glass, little 60ml glass bottle. It's fully recyclable, and the bottle is just a single dose. You would just take it either straight, drink it straight, or you can pour it over your breakfast in the morning. You may want to add it to a smoothie, or if you wanted to add it to anything else, your drink bottle or whatever you wanted it. It's a very pleasant drink and loaded with product with compounds such as the vitamin C and natural fruit fibres.
I noticed that it's got prebiotics in there as well. What are they?
Well, a prebiotic is, I suppose you call the feeder for the probiotic in the stomach, in the digestive tract. The biggest thing with problems that a lot of people suffer from is after taking antibiotics and so forth, the bacterial activity in the lower gut is significantly knocked around or damaged. And to get healthy again, you've really got to increase or get your probiotics back up again. To get a good probiotic going in your stomach, you need a prebiotic to kick it up and get it started. And that's effectively what this is. It's a prebiotic which feeds the probiotic, which gives you good, healthy gut activity.
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking about with Manuka honey or any honey, it's 80% sugar, 20% water, and we're all hung up about the sugar content and things now, but you're talking about an unrefined sugar. It's good sugars, isn't it?
Yeah, these are the sugars that are naturally found in in honey, and they are simple sugars. They're not refined sugars in any way, and they're simple sugars based on, you know, glucose and so forth. With the addition of the kiwi fruit, the fibre in the kiwi fruit naturally slows down the uptake of the sugar into the bloodstream anyway. So you're going to have a prolonged duration of period to allow the sugar to actually be absorbed into the bloodstream.
So for someone who's got problems with diabetes, for example, and sugars are something they have to watch, this is okay for them?
I would suggest just be careful. If they've consumed honey normally and they're part of their normal diet, then it's going to be okay for them. But if there's any fear or any worry, that they should, it would be preferable that they talk to their medical professional, and just to be sure on the safe side, that they are not going to have any sort of sugar shock from it.
Yeah, okay. So you've talked about a lot about the gut, and we carry kilos and kilos of bacteria in our stomachs all the time. What else is it good for? Balancing the gut, healthy digestion, does it have any effect on natural immunity?
Yes, well, that's part where the kiwi, where the Manuka honey comes in. Manuka honey is very, very well known for boosting immunity. And that's brought about by the natural components found in Manuka honey that are antiviral, antibacterial, and this is why Manuka honey is so good for products such as strep throat and that sort of thing, where you've got ailments that are viral related.
Yeah, this is good. And I know that a lot of GPs these days don't talk about sort of the wacky alternative stuff. They talk about complementary things you can take with medicine. Do you have GPs who are fans of this product, Kiwi Nuka?
Yeah, look, we've got GPs in that starting to show a lot of interest in it now, mainly because of its natural blend and so forth. But as time progresses, we believe that we will slowly get an uptake into the medical recovery, surgery recovery areas.
Yeah. Isn't honey an amazing product just on its own? You've combined it with something else amazing. But the use of honey goes right back to before antibiotics, it was used to dress wounds in the war, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, I think honey goes right back to the pharaohs, to the Egyptian tombs and so forth. So it has an amazing history behind it, definitely.
Yeah. All right. So the product is called Kiwi Nuka. Where can people grab it and how much does it cost?
As you've alluded to, we're just getting underway, and we've got it in the foodstuffs stores such as New World, Pack and Save and so forth. And unfortunately, we're just in the South Island at the moment. We're just getting underway, and we'll be progressing up into the North Island very, very soon. We've also got it in selected Fresh Choice supermarkets. So we're spreading it around the supermarkets, and now we're starting to get interest from pharmacy. So pharmacies with their little probiotic chillers and so forth, they're starting to put it into there. So hopefully within the next 3 to 4 months, we will have it right throughout New Zealand.
Cliff, I wish you all the very best because I love seeing innovation in New Zealand. We all do that number 8 why mentality. All the very best, and I hope it takes off like a tui in a kōwhai tree.
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah.
All the best, Cliff.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Ryan.
Bye now. That's Cliff Bellaney there from a product that, look out for it. It sounds like it's going to grow and grow across the country, Kiwi Nuka. And if your shop doesn't have it, tell them to get it.